The situation in Mogadishu is very dire. There's a high tension right now. And all started when Somali army vacated their positions and came to Mogadishu to challenge the 10th extension of President Farmaajo. I can hear the exchange of heavy weapons right now between the army that the 10th extension and the army that's loyal to President Farmaajo. This evening, the army that is loyal to President Farmaajo tried to attack the residence of former President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, but his security repulsed them. With additional reinforcement, they tried to attack again the residence of Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, and they were repulsed again.
The former president, does he recognize the presidency right now of President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo?
No. Actually, it's not only the former president that doesn't recognize President Farmaajo as the legitimate president, but all Somalis believe that the current president Farmaajo, whose term has expired in February 2021, has no legitimacy to rule. In our constitution, it's very clear. There are provisions that clearly state that the term of office for the president is 4 years. So his term has expired. He doesn't have any legitimacy to govern this country anymore.
What do you see as the way out of this? Because it seems if it continues like this, is this a recipe for a wider conflict?
I agree with you, James. It's a recipe for a wider conflict. And the security implications are that the army that have vacated their bases, Al-Shabaab will exploit that opportunity and they will take over those areas where they have vacated. Unfortunately, that's what is going to happen. You know that we have always said that the conflict should be resolved through a peaceful mechanism. The African Union has issued a statement saying that the principle is not to go back to the negotiation table. And that they found also, they condemned the term extension of the parliament. Unfortunately, yesterday, the information minister of the federal government of Somalia held a press conference in which he said that the extension is valid and the president has 2 more years to stay in power, complicating the situation as well.
It's always nice to talk with you, and thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, James.